This is the Composer's Datebook for December 5th. I'm John Burge. So, what do you call a setting of the Latin Mass that's not in Latin? Well, if you're the Moravian-born composer Leos Janáček, you call it Glagolitic, since your Mass sets an old church Slavonic text written down in a script called that, Glagolitic. The idea came from a clerical friend who complained about the lack of original religious music in Czechoslovakia and suggested Janáček do something about it. His Glagolitic Mass premiered in Brno on today's date in 1927. One reviewer wrote, "It was a marvelous religious work of an old composer," to which Janáček snapped back, "I am not old, and I am certainly not religious." Now, people do say, you're only as old as you feel, and the 73-year-old Janáček had for many years been in love with a much younger woman who inspired his best works. And, rather than any religious convictions, Janáček said that the piece was in fact jump-started by an electrical storm he witnessed and described as follows. "It grows darker and darker. Already I am looking into the black night. Flashes of lightning cut through it. I sketch nothing more than the quiet motive of a desperate frame of mind to the words, Gospodi pomiluj, Lord have mercy, and nothing more than the joyous shout, Slava, Slava, glory." Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.